This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the foreign region energy's infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. India's expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. In response to media queries regarding attacks against energy infrastructure in the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the attacks risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. Mr. Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that energy supply remains a major concern, with shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under the watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources. Mr. Jaiswal said global leaders are in constant touch over the evolving situation in West Asia, and India has clearly conveyed its position on the issue. He added that energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries, including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan have agreed to join appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and said that they would take steps to stabilize energy markets. In a joint statement issued by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's office, leaders of these countries also condemned the attacks by Iran and urged it to halt its actions immediately. They called on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Leaders of these six countries said such interference with international shipping and the disruption of global energy supply chains constitute a threat to international peace and security. US President Donald Trump has urged other world powers and NATO to help reopen the Hormuz Strait to commercial shipping. Israel says an oil refinery in the northern city of Haifa has been struck in an Iranian missile attack, but no significant damage was reported. In a statement, Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen said power was briefly disrupted as a result of the attack on the oil refineries before being restored for most customers. Police said bomb disposal units were at several sites in Haifa where munitions landed. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Nandkishore Somani Oncology Block of the Ramakrishna Mission Seva Ashram at Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh today. She is also scheduled to visit Udaya Baba Ashram and Davanal Kund. President Murmu will also visit the Samadhi of Neeb Karodi Baba in Vrindavan and pay floral tributes. She visited Prem Mandir and ISKCON Temple in Vrindavan yesterday and performed aarti. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. This group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. Surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. India will host the World Indoor Athletics Championships for the first time in 2028 at the Kalinga Stadium Complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.